very much, Wayne. Michelle, first of all, I want to express my thanks to the singers, the whole rock singers and dancers. Kevin Chief, who offered us very kind words. The young women that prayed with us, for us. Of course, the Wabanel singers. Thank you so much for your support here this afternoon. Honorable Minister, Honorable Mr. Layton, Andy Scott, Mr. Bernouge, different clergy that are present here, brothers and sisters, and of course, most importantly, survivors. First of all, express my thanks to all of you for being here, to offer us your support, your understanding, your commitment. You are being also very kind to us. I want to say a word about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Canada is unique in the world. It is the very first Truth and Reconciliation Commission undertaken by a First World country. The other 62 Truth Commissions in various parts of the world were in Third World countries. This important undertaking is unique as well because compensation is preceding the Truth Commission. That wasn't so the other Truth Commissions. And in that regard, I would be remiss if I didn't express my deepest appreciation and thanks to the present government, the Harper government, the previous government, the Liberal government, for accepting this very important challenge that we have put to them to do right by all of its citizens, but most importantly, those people that have been harmed, so very seriously harmed, most innocent children. So I express my thanks to them. We are about to embark on one of the most remarkable journeys that this country has ever undertaken. This country will have an opportunity to expose lies that we have been forced to live with for far too long. Shine light on its darkest chapter, to expose not just to Canada, but to the world about what was done to peoples that didn't deserve it. To talk about the attempt on the part of successive governments to change a peoples into something that we could never be. And in the process, cause so much harm, not just to the people that were forced to live this experience, but to the entire country. Because we've all been forced to live this experience. It is our common experience. The pain and suffering and the harms inflicted on innocent people also belongs to the country. So we have an incredible opportunity to bring about true healing and reconciliation, to share the truth of our experiences, this collective experience, and through the process, make the country, our country, a better place for all. This is the challenge that we face. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission, that I described as something truly unique in the world, because in addition to the points that I've made, this will be the first ever in the world where we will undertake something that it will be very much community-based. It will not be a process that will be set off somewhere distant from the people that have lived this experience, because it truly must belong to the people that suffered this experience. And this is what makes this important undertaking so incredibly important to Canada. And to achieve true success, we will all have to work together. We will all have to bring our collective understanding of this process. And this collective understanding, I appreciate, will be developed through this initiative that will make it possible for us, all of us, to talk about this experience. It's not about harming other people. It's not about inflicting pain on people. It is truly an opportunity to reconcile our differences. It is to remind people, for example, when we talk about some of the lies that we've been forced to live, that this country was not founded by the French, or through the French, or by and through the English people. This country is very much about the first peoples, the original peoples. And we must not be afraid to speak about Canada in those terms, because we will make ourselves, all of us, so much better because of that truth. Because if we describe ourselves and this country in any other way, we are causing further harm on the country. We are depriving our children and our grandchildren and all future generations of the kind of truth that they deserve to know about this country. And it is so important that we remind ourselves always of this. So as I said, we are about to embark on this absolutely remarkable journey. And we will all walk this journey. We will walk it together. And at the end, when we reach our destination, we hope in our heart of hearts that Canada will be whole and a place that belongs to all of its citizens. And that is so very, very important. And so I stand here before you this early evening to express my thanks to the various church denominations that are here that have willingly come forward and offered their support to this important process. I thank the United Church for doing all of the important backroom work here to bring us together this evening, planning an organization of this very important gathering. And to all of you, thank you for being here. I appreciate your support. Thank you so much.